Only one time, when the king's army came into the city, and he made a tumul nishtot. There was no rabbin, there was no tefillah of a rabbin at that time. That was the only time I davened Musa. You see, Chloe held like a Yehudi Shita. So he calls the man, there was a Tziba davening Musa, a Yochid doesn't have to daven Musa. Just at the time when the Pulmut came into the city, they made a tumult, so nobody davened Barabbin, there's no Tfilah Tziba, then the Yechidim had a daven Musa. Tashi bin Adorin officiation, Tziba Vashdiyah Patrani. Pulmut Chayim is the army, the Tzolit, the Yevite. So the more Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Koro Kaima the Rabbi Yanai, he was reading in front of Rabbi Yanai, the Yosef of Koma, and he was saying over, Halacha Krev Yudim. It's like a pasuk of Krev Yudim, Shem and Shem Lozab and Azariah. The word that a Yochid doesn't have to daven Musa if there's a Tziba daven. Omalei, put Koro Kerech Lebrua. Go teach your learning, tell it to people outside. In other words, I'm not Mekabal this. The Yen Halacha Krev Yudim, Shem and Shem Lozab and Azariah. We don't pass the word of Yudim, but let the Chachom. Omer Rabbi Yechanin, Ani Reisi, Yes Rabbi Yanai, Asur Rabbi Yanai, Hitzolei, Vahod Hitzolei. He davened once, then he davened a second time. The Drashi, the Tzol of Hodisoli, the Lomalei base Tfilis, how come he had a davened two times? El Acha Shal Shachas, Yacha Shal Musa. Shemamina left the Rablaza Ben Aloza, the Rablaza Ben Azariah. So at least you have a Raya, not like the first man, the Yoma. That he saw he davened two times, Shemonesa Mashmin, he was the Yochid. So see, Yochid does have to daven Musa. Omalei Rabbi Yin, Rabbi Zeiro, the Dilma, what's the Raya, sir, of davening to Shemonesa? Maybe the first time he davened Shachas didn't have kavana. And maybe Alocha is Mikra Adin. If you don't have kavana, the Shash at least say the brachas of us, you have to daven over again. Well, if said Chivin Baitei, therefore he davened the second time to have kavana. But who said he davened the second time to have Musaf? Maybe it was Shachas. Amalei told him that Chazim Man Gavu Rabbi the Gemara Belei. Look who's saying this Eidus. His Rav Yechid is saying this Eidus. Rav Yechid knows what we're talking about. If Rabbi Yechidim says, I saw him daven twice, that means he knows that he davened the second tefillah, Musa. It wasn't that he was davening Shachas twice. Then I have no raya. So Rabbi Yechidim, Adam Chosh, was bringing a raya, means he saw Rabbi Yanai davening b'yechidus, Shachas, and then he davened Musa. So it's a raya, like we all, every Yochid has to daven Musa also. Rashi v'dumma nikol v'chiv and daitei, but tzavayet the Shachas. And mikir adin, if you don't have kavon and b'shashi daven, you have to daven over again. We'll soon see the mindset, how we hear this. So Rashi man gaber rabbi to come after the lay. Rabbi Yechon and Sheyed al Adover. Yafor did this. Avad Rabbi Yechon's bedak is very good. She beshvil tefillah al Musaf moita. That the reason why daven a second time was because of tefillah Musaf. Right. Rabbi Ami Rabasi. Afagav the hevelu tleisam. They kanishta b'tferia. They have 13 different basic knesses in Tferia. They have imatzli al adeni yamudi. The only daven between the poles. Hechad every garsi in their own basic medrash. What he used to learn. That's what he used to daven. And it's a matter of discernment if it did it the minion or afilu biyochid as kedai to daven where you learn. Allah, we hope only if you have a minion there. As if they have 10 people to daven the place where you learn, then rather to go daven in shul as kedai to daven where you learn. If Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu Omer Halacha Krev Yehuda Shama Mishum Rabbeinu Ben Azayi. Allah, more like before that a yochid doesn't have to daven musaf if there's a tziva davening. The Chiyah Barabbat Tzolah Yusuf Daven Vod Tzolah. He davened a second time. What do you mean he davened Shachat and he davened Musaf? Omalei Rav Zeira, my time over my rock, after he davened twice, he lay in Mishum the Lechiv in my Daitse, if because you didn't have Kavona when you davened Shachris, so you stopped davening Shachris twice. I have Omalei Rav Lozer, Lozer said over, Lo'oilom Yomad Odom Esatzma, a person should make up, check himself, more like Medida, check out yourself, before you start davening. In Yochol Achavnes Libi Yispal, if you think you know you're able to have Kavona, then daven. V'yimlav al Yispal, if you know something is in your mind bothering you right now, and you won't be able to have Kavona right now, so better don't daven. So the Zoy, how come you daven twice? It's not Mistavro, you didn't have Kavona. Mistavro, Reb Chiyah Bar Abba, Zichet checked himself, and if he davened, he knew he could have Kavona. So how come he davened the second tefillah? Is Elo, Tleyat Kema Beresh Yarch. Elamad of Pshat was, it was Rosh Chodesh, and he davened over, because if you got to say, Yahweh Yom. So the Gemara of Atanya, Toiv Lehitkesh or Rosh Chodesh B'Arvis Eimach Dirin Oisoi, if you get to say Yahweh Yom by Maru, you don't have to be Chodesh, if Neshiyoch Elohim of Shachris, so you can say it over again, Shachris. Vashem came to Shachris, and davened Shachris and Rosh Chodesh, and if you got to say Yahweh Yom, it's also Eimach Dirin Oisoi, but Neshiyoch Elohim of Musafin, because you can say it over Musafin. Dirin Oisoi, Eimach Dirin Oisoi, Neshiyoch Elohim of Mincha. You see, you don't have to daven over again if you skip Galav Yovi. The Chal, we are passing at this for some see. Or Malayla, Vit Malov, Amr Rav Yechon, and Betziba Shonui. This halacha that if you skip Galav Yovi, Shachris, or Musik, you don't have to daven over again, it's only the Shriach Tzibu himself. If you're davening to the Yomi, and you daven the Tzibu, but you left out Galav Yovi, the Shom Tzibu, the Tzibu, we say you don't have to daven over again. Why? Because you can be master like Rosh Chodesh in Musa. Or else you'll be master Rosh Chodesh in Mincha. For a Shliach Tzibur, he has the head to not to daven Shmoneh Esrei over again. This is providing he finished the whole Shmoneh Esrei, and afterwards the Tzibur remembered, oh, he didn't say Yalav Yovah today. Allah really did not make him to say Nachamah Chazar Tashas. Vashenke Luyitzvah, he just skipped Yalav Yovah and started to say Maidim. And then the Tzibur reminded him, Avad Yesar over again. That's not called the Big Tzibur of the Tzibur. Just that if he has to say over davening again, the Tzumah Chatev Nesurei, our Shliach Tzibur is parted from saying over again. Vashenke the Yachid, if you forget Yalav Yovoi on Shachris or Musaf or Musaf, we don't have it, but Shachris or Mincham, so Loch Nil, you have to daven over again. So the Meister, where he davened over, because he forgot Yalav Yovoi, the first Tfilah. So therefore, he davened over the second Tfilah.
It's part of him doing it if he's acting as a Shliach Tzibur, but by himself afterwards, he has to do it the other.
No, he doesn't have to. That's a lot, he doesn't have to. Shashi, the Tzibur Shonu, the Imagzim, don't have to go over again. Bishun the Shomel and Mashiach Tzibur. This is one Pshat here. Avita Mitzvah Haskara, Abba Yochit Sar Lassa, the Hangul Forash, Mashiach Tzibur, Bishun Tichu the Tzibur, Abba Yochit Hoder. The two Pshatim here. I tell him the Lord, we talk about the Bahag. That the Shliach Tzibur himself doesn't have to be Chozer again. And Rashi's first Pshat is that if you're davening in Minyan, so if you forgot, Yalav Yovah, you don't have to daven over again, because you listen to the Shliach Tzibur and hear Mila Mila from him, you'll be Yetzer with his Tzibur. But the Maestri of the Shvekai, the Morris of Klo, if you know you're not going to have Tavona, join Ovis, the Kuri shouldn't daven. There's a big question about us, how we daven. A lot of times we don't have Tavona during Ovis. So I told Kornam and Ravadi, you have to try the best to know Tirush Amilus of at least the first Brocha, to have Tavona then. But even though the Maestri, even though we don't have Tavona, we still daven though. The Maestri, we don't pater ourselves. But Ravadi Mekhila Muran Mekhila, you're supposed to try your best to have Tavona at least in the first Brocha. The Mr. Brewer's suffering is, maybe see if somebody woke up in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I didn't have Kavona. Now he's dreaming away. He woke up, I made him. Found the Brewer, now he's davening. What should he do now? He knows Klor right now, he didn't daven the first broth with Kavona. So Mikra then he's not going to daven now. The rest of the broth is all about Tola. What should he do? He's more advised by Tzorchin, but the Minigar, we must continue davening. And we don't daven over again either. But the Svar is, who says you have more Kavona in the second Tfilah than you have the first Kavona, the first Tfilah. So maybe we don't daven over again. But our co-partner Metchili is supposed to try your best to know you have to have Kavona, Kiru Shemi was the first brother. Right. Kami Yishur Ben Tzvi was filled. In case we have to be Chayze, so on Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say Yalav Yovel and Shachris, that you have to daven it over again. How much do you have to wait between one Tzvi and another Tzvi? The Afun of Yad Chizda, Chadon Metzadeshet, the Svemin Daitoy Ola, just wait till your mind gets cleared. It means the same thing. So you have a clear mind again. I go to daven to Hashem. So the chanim is so your mind gets back to davening again to Hashem. Same thing. Another way of saying you have kavana now to start davening again. As you can start davening over again to say Lashon Tchina. And Shet Eschelo, Shoshin Lashon Chilu. See, it's the exact same thing. And the Lashon of Yama Pligi, just my point is what Lashon to use. But they're both Lashon of davening to Hashem, so till you have Kavon Adas, you know you can start davening to Hashem again. Omarav Onon, Omarav, Toa Evelo Yizke Shomer Shredish Arvis, Ein Mach Biru Loisen. He had before, if you get the Sayal of Yobe Bamar, you don't daven over again. The Fee Shein Dezden Mekadish and Esachredish El of Yoyim. Because Bezin can't give up stock Balayla, they have to do it B'yoin. But Bezin's on the Kabbal Eidus Balayla. They have to wait till B'yoin, till the Eidim come to Bezin, then Bezin says, Mekudish, Mekudish. Omer Ameinu, Mestavri, Milsa, the Rav, Bechodish, Mole. It's only if the last month was a Mole, so it's first Shem Tzayis, the Tzayis of Kalema. Shoyoy, such the front of Mole, the Yod, Yocholema, the Yav, Shem Mocha. The Mestavri, there's 2 days where it's Chodish now, so if you skip the first night, Marv, Yalav Yovah, it's not so the Felech, because you can say it the second night from Mav Yosei Yalav Yovah. Abel b'chodesh chosse, that you only have one day Rosh Chodesh, then he held mazir noisa. Even by Marv, you have to be chosse and say shmoresa, you have to daven over again. If you forgot, you will be open. Omlai Rav Ashi, la meimer, no, michti. Rav taina kama, Rav said the svaro, is that since the first mekadesh, bezdin, b'yoyim, so if Lila does now write this sin to be chosse, is mali, chosse, mali, moli oloshino. Allah Kamana Kimina, how many days you have to Rosh Chodesh? 1 or 2 days? If you forget the Yalav Yavi Marim, you do not have to be Chayz. Shashi Mikhti Tayim Mekoma, Shem Mikachi, Nesu Chodesh, Malayla. So my Nesu Kimina, Moli Yachosa. That's where we go. How do we left up to the Shah? So the Mishnah, Ein Eindim Lestalo, you shouldn't start davening Yalav Mitzech, Koybid Arush. Koybid Arush means like a heavy head, Rashi means Hachno. It's also like you're putting your head down a little bit, like you're Nechni yourself. Like you're lowering yourself to daven to Hashem. That means that you could daven b'loshen tachnunin, like you're begging, asking something from Hashem. Chassidim or Rishonim, who Yishoyim Shoachas, used to wait 1 hour before they start to daven, or Mispalanim used to daven. Why they wait an hour before him? Today she yechavnu libon liyaviyam sheva shemayim. So the Rabbi Yonis Madayik doesn't say loshen she mechavn libon mitzvila. He says mechavn libon liyaviyam. That means that they should be mechavn themselves like to do tshuva to make sure they're like close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like they're sholem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mela Hashem will listen to that tefillah. And they have to stop thinking about Olam Hazeh and think about Ruchnis, are they sholem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like they're mechav libam liyaviyam to the Yegishtah. Right? Ha'afilu ha-melech shoel b'shloimah, even if the king comes and asks you sholem while you're davening Shimon Esrei, the loch alo yishivenu. You're not allowed to answer him back. At least the Dibur for sure now. The question is to make signs, maybe it's not for the family. But the Dibur never answered that. The Afilu Nochesh Korach Halikvay, Afilu Nochesh is around your leg, is lo yafsik. You can't stop being start talking, you can't. But Avadi will let us stop and throw the snake away. Like if you could just stop and pick him with your hands and throw him away, not be mouse talking, that's mutter. And Avadi will tell him, it's not a Shalas Korach Tafosh, you're not afraid of the poison snake that will bite you and kill you. The Shalas Korach Tafosh is Avadi will let us stop. But in the mouth of snake, I'm in the mouth, but you know this snake at most will bite you, but it won't kill you, so then you have no head to talk in the middle of Shmon Esri. But if I didn't throw him away, you're out there. So what is, you have to be aimed before you daven, or you have to daven the first Kovid Arush, like Rachno. Omri Ablaz Yamakro, Yehi Moras Nefesh, Eschana had a bit of Nefesh, and then she davened. The more Mimai, Vilma Chana Shana, that was Mira Liba Tuva. Maybe Chana had a bit of nefesh because it's Kal, she felt very bad, she didn't have any children. That's why she was more nefesh. Maybe a regular person doesn't have to daven dafka kovid arosh bachno. And Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanin Nami Hocha. Vani Buerchas Ove Vesecha Shtakav Ala Hecha Koshecha Biyur Asecha. When I come to daven your hechel, I'll daven Biyur Asecha. Gemor Mimai, Dilma David Shani, Devi Mitzayim Nashav Racham Yisubay. And his David had come all his life, he said he had Tzoris, he was running away from Shul, he was running away from the Shana of Sholem, to say that he had a daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he had to ask so much Rachmanis from Hashem, that he had a daven to Yira. But another person, maybe not. And Omer Yishua B'Levi Mihokha, Yishtachu L'Hashem B'Hadras Kodesh, Al Tikru B'Hadras Elo B'Charda, and being Charoda, being afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yishtachu L'Hashem, Adavan to Hashem, Adavan to Hashem, B'Chadras means like the Yiras of Hashem. The Mokha will be mine. Normally, Elo Me'in B'Loch, Hadras Mamish, it means to look nice. When you daven, he heard the Rabbi Yehuda had a mitzvah nafshe. He used to dress himself nicely. He used to have a special suit to wear before he daven. The other master, then he daven. And the question, look, it's like that. You're supposed to look nice, presentable when you daven. If you're standing in front of Hashem, you're not supposed to wear your same suit you wear when you're working or painting when you're davening. Elo Lam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Lihocha. Because an Ivdu Hashem Biyiro, the Gilu Birod. You spoke to Ibn Hashem B'Yira, and then the Gilo, be happy, B'Roda also with Roda with Yira. So the more my the Gilo B'Roda, Mervada B'Masa, I'm around. The Mokim Gilo, the Mokim Yidazmi, to Hashem, Shom Te Roda, Shosa B'Yira. Trash Ibn Hashem B'Yira, Tfila, Shilona, the Mokim Avoida, also was to B'Yira. Even Tfila, you should do B'Yira. And that's Gilo, Shom Te Mokim, you have Gilo, you have Tfila, Shom Te Roda, should be Yira. Abaya, heavy. And the Rebbeinu Yonah learned that even though there were the two psukim, Yid was Hashem b'Yira and Yid was Hashem b'Simcha, but there's no Sira. You're supposed to do the Avoid of B'Yira b'Achno, and by doing this, you're doing the mitzvah the way you're supposed to, that should be the biggest Simcha to you. As you say, Tachat Hashem l'Avar, Hashem l'Avar, Tachat b'Simcha, I'm right side. That you're supposed to do the Avoid of B'Simcha. Just the mitzvah is to daven b'Yira b'Achno. When you are doing the mitzvah the way you're supposed to be tremendous full of Simcha. Right, so Abaye had the Yosef climbing the rabbi. Abaye was sitting in front of rabbi. Chaziyah, his rabbi saw, that he called Bodach Tuba. He was laughing a lot. He was joking around too much. Omar, he told him, the Gilo Barodic said, the prophet said, even when you have Gilo, a little of happiness, Barodic should be you're involved also. You shouldn't just be happy. Or Malay, I'm not feeling Menachna. Let us say, I'm not some laughing some. I'm wearing feeling into our Simcha Shemitzvah. The Baba, that's Mutter, that's the Simcha, that's Simcha Shemitzvah. You have Yim, you have the Yosef, Kaim, and Rabzeira. Chazi saw the heavy called Bodach Tuba, he's joking around too much. Omalay, the son Etzeb Yir Moisev. Whenever you have an with me, like all said, you'll get Chah Yir Moisev and have a lot from it. There's Indian to be, like not to Simcha. Trashi, the son Etzeb Yir Moisev, you show them Mare Satsum Osev. When you look a little Osev, like disappointed, or Atzvus, little sadness, Yir Moisev, you'll get Chah for that. And you tell him, don't be so much to Simcha. Or Malay, same Teres, I'm not Tfilin Menachma, I'm wearing Tfilin right now. Trashi Tfilin Menachma. Name, Eidus. She. I still have a Yiras Hashem. As even though the Simcha now, it's not a Simcha of Holiness that's taking me away from Yiras Hashem. Since I'm wearing my tefillin, I'm Zich have Yiras Hashem. I am happy. There's no Sira. You're supposed to be happy doing mitzvahs. That's called Yiras Hashem of Simcha. Ma bread ravina ogre lula lebre. He made a chasna for his son. Chazul Rabban, he saw the Rabban by the Chasna, had a kabaski tzuga, they were joking around too much by the Simcha. Is I say kisa the mokri, he bought a very expensive kais, bas arba meyazuzi, worth 400.